Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is a beautiful duet between Sipho Galeni and Mabongi Mabaso, A Garden of Love. Sipho, promise me that at the marriage enrichment camp, you will maybe just perform the song. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah. Well, it's a good idea. In fact, I was, as I'm listening to this, I am thinking, maybe I need to call Mabongi and say, hey,
you know, let's do
up.
This.
You know,
yeah.
There was the last time I saw her also on social media. She was with someone next to her.
Yeah, Mabongi. Mabongi is now a Mrs. Somebody. You know, she's married now.
Man.
Yeah.
I think it would be lovely to just have the jewel performed live at the marriage enrichment camp.
Definitely.
It's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea at all. Yeah.
So, Sipho, welcome to Spectrum.
You.
You're not a guest here, but I'm just, you know, protocol, officially welcome.
I remember. In my past life, I used to be there every Monday and Friday. Ooh,
do you know?
The same slot as you are in now. So, yeah, good memories.
Sipho, tell us, what is the purpose behind this marriage enrichment retreat?
Look, we have always wanted to build individuals with the station Radio Pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've invested so much in individuals growing. We've had singles camps.
Mm-hmm.
We've had mothers and daughters camps. We have attempted to have fathers and sons, and that didn't materialize. And we have always been missing on the core of the family.
Yeah.
If we're truly serious about building the nation, I think it is imperative that we build families. It was God's intention from the very onset to be able to build the nation through the family.
Mm.
And so, as Radio Pulpit, with this camp, what we are hoping to do is just to reconnect the family to God's initial plan to build the nation and build the church through families. If we get the family sorted out, and then we will get the church and the community as well as the nation figured out.
Mm.
We are so excited about this. It's going to be the very first time ever that we put together families in one room.
Mm.
At the back of that, which was a very difficult year with a couple of lockdowns and all. We hope that indeed from this experience, we'll be moving families from lockdown level 5 to freedom.
Yeah.
Where they are able to just enjoy that which God has planned for their lives.
Hmm. Beautiful. And, you know, someone is probably listening and, you know, they're going through stuff in their marriage. What can you say about how important is the institution of marriage? You know, if I sometimes I think we take it for granted. You know, we think marriage is just being married, wearing a ring, you know, changing a surname. But how important is the institution of marriage?
It's not the institution that is important.
Yeah, okay.
It is the God of the institution that is important.
Amen.
And I think we have missed on that point for the longest time.
Mm.
But we focused on the institution itself and for God to focus on the God who put it all together.
Amen.
And I think this is our intention, that let's just reconnect people back to that God and remind each other of principles that are there in the Word that can and really truly enrich marriages. So those that are coming through can look forward to that reconnection to the initial purpose that God has had from the very onset. Obviously, anything that is of God, that is connected to God, is bound to flourish. We once the connection is there with the God of the institution, then we will be able to just look at other things that perhaps we may need to perhaps focus on in order to keep the fire burning.
Hmm. So, what can people look forward to at the camp?
Oh, a whole host of beautiful things.
Mm.
First of all, one got a chance to just go to this sacred venue, which is right here in Gauteng, just by the way. We will reveal the venue to those that are making the bookings, because we wanted to be the top secret to everyone but were revealed only to those that are coming through. Okay. So sacred space, very tranquil. I mean, you would feel like you are in the wild, yet you are very close by to the city. Hmm. It's a very beautiful venue. It would also give one time to just connect with their loved ones. Most importantly, we've got serious enrichment from a very well-experienced counselor and marriage speaker.
Okay.
That radio pulpit family members will be hearing. But he'll only be unleashing few things next week with a couple of sessions, two or three on air. But that will be it. I have instructed him, together with the wife, not to unleash it all, but to just have some beautiful teasers, a beautiful time of fellowship together, some fun in terms of games. I'm not quite sure when last did people find time to play together, dance together.
You know, I think that's the thing. When people are married, they become serious.
Yeah,
they don't even play together.
No, listen, you know, if somebody taught me this and told me about this, that these are the responsibilities that you will have when you get to the 40s, I would have, I think I wouldn't have been better prepared for it anyway, because we tend to focus on parenthood and tend to focus on other life challenges and really forget sometimes to invest on that which has put us together. So it will be a time to rekindle, it will be a time to reconnect, and most importantly, it will be some time to also have a beautiful time. It's a beautiful scenario, beautiful setup, romantic setup, awesome music. We've got a couple of surprises too, so people can just look forward to just come through. But, you know, bookings are essential. No surprises here, because we need to prepare appropriately for the family members that are coming through. So we're looking forward to it.
Sure. That was actually my next question. How much is the camp, and when is the closing date for payments? For people who would like to book, how much do they pay for the couple, and when is the closing date for the bookings?
Let me just tell you that I had an opportunity to go rest in an establishment close by, same quality, same five-star quality, and that was a few weeks ago, and I parted just for one night with close to 3,000, considering the meals and everything that is there. But that was just one night. But we have negotiated a very beautiful setup and package for those that are coming through. So for you and your spouse, for only 3,000 rands, with the 3,000 you get the two nights accommodation, you get the five meals, that is your evening welcome meal, dinner meal, and of course then you've got your breakfast in the morning, your snacks in between. You've got a dinner by candlelight on Saturday evening. It's going to be beautiful. And of course, the send home brunch on Sunday is going to be beautiful indeed. So all of that together with the enrichment from the speaker who is coming through, the speakers rather that are coming through. I don't know. That is priceless. It's priceless for only 3,000 rand, and we've got a limited space in Paul. So we are looking to just keep it exclusive. 25 couples and no more. 25 couples, and it's a first come first serve type of situation. So those that are really serious better make up their mind and email Kibiboni over this weekend. Kibiboni@radiopulpit.co.za, or call her on Monday on 012-334-1297. If they forget all of that, just call Radio Pulpit and ask to speak to Kibiboni. She will then give you more details and, of course, note your name. I think that is important.
Yeah. So the 3,000 rand covers from Friday evening until Sunday morning.
Correct.
Sure. 3,000 rand.
That's right. So even those that are coming through, just prepared to be with us from a Friday afternoon to about partying together around midday on
Sunday.
On Sunday, when we shall be going back to our normal life. It's going to be beautiful.
Sure, definitely. The 16th to the 18th of April, the Radio Pulpit Intimate Moments Marriage Enrichment Camp.
That's right. It's going to be beautiful indeed. Intimacy all the way, surprises all the way, but most importantly, sound teachings, sound teachings. I'm a big fan of all of that, especially as I'm growing older. I am obsessed with good content.
Sure.
And I can promise the family that they are going to find great content if they come through, something that will make them wish they had indeed invited the speakers just before they got married themselves.
I see on the WhatsApp line, Shalom Jay says, blessings, Mpo and family. Really nice hearing hearing from you again, Sipo, and says, have a blessed weekend and Sabbath. Shalom Jay.
Shalom Jay, I love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much. It's great to know that you're still connected to the family at Radio Pulpit. We truly appreciate support coming from people like you. Much love to you and your family.
Sipo, thank you so much. This is really, I think all couples, married couples, must attend to it. And yeah, we look forward to it. Someone on the WhatsApp line also is asking, good day, where will the marriage weekend take place? But I think people want to know, and you keep saying it's a sacred place. Okay. Do repeat it again.
Right, Let me just give the only closest clue.
Okay.
So the only clue I am giving today, if that is in Gauteng, and that is in the north of Gauteng.
All right.
Very close to Pretoria. Very close to Pretoria.
Okay.
Not too far though from Pretoria.
I think
just outside of Pretoria is where the venue is.
Okay.
And if you call and make your booking, you will exactly find out where it is. Don't worry about where the venue is. We want to keep it a secret so that those that are following us, including the little pause, they will not be able to trace us.
Well, thank you so much, Sipo. This is a must attend. I invite all married couples to attend to the 16th to 18th of April. You can book through Gidiboni. Send her an email, gidiboni@radiopulpit.co.za, or call her during working hours on 012-334-1297.
Paul, much appreciated. Thank you so much. I love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
That was Sipo Kaleni giving us information on the Marriage Enrichment Camp. It will be happening 16th to 18th of April 2021 at a sacred location right here in Gauteng next to Pretoria, not far from Pretoria, Sipo says. And for bookings, it's Gidiboni. Gidiboni is spelled K-E-D-I-B-O-N-E, Gidiboni, at radiopulpit.co.za, or contact her during working hours. That is Monday and Friday between 7 and 4 012-334-1297. Thank you so much, Sipo. We look forward to it. The Marriage Enrichment Camp. Here is Elma Rivera, Great God.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.